James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless. This is a special Friday podcast of Triple M's Rush Hour.
What worries me about this is Fat's gone to work. Preparation and Fat aren't normally in the same sentence. But he's wandered in and said, right, I need some time. I've got something ready.
Yes, and I have been prepping, and good on you, Bill. So here we go, Jim. Because it is a sad, depressing world out there, Jim,
right,
isn't it?
Right.
Everyone hates one another. There's a lot of negativity.
There is too much negativity.
So positive Brownless is coming to the fore here, and I am going to name my top 10 Aussie celebrities that you cannot dislike.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, so we're going the other way. Normally people pile in on celebrity. What you're saying is these are the ones that are impossible to dislike.
Impossible to dislike, my friend. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
We're going from 10 to 1. At 10... Ash Barty.
Oh, yes. Backyard.
Well, mate, she's an Aussie, she's down to earth, and she's a winner.
We all love
Ash Barty.
And when she wins, she handles it with class.
Exactly right, Jim. We all love her.
Yes. Good start.
Yep. Number 9, the Hemsworths. The Hemsworths, Jim.
Thank you.
There's Liam, there's Chris, and there's Luke, apparently. But... They were soapy stars, Jim. They were on Neighbours, and they're superstars now.
Home and Away, they're on a different show, but same idea, yep.
I think one of them was on Neighbours, but anyway.
Yes.
And this is Chris the other day just crashing Channel 9's early morning show.
Well, welcome back to Weekend Today. Let's check your weekend weather now with Lauren Phillips. Hi, Loz.
Hi, Beck. I am in Scone this morning. I've been telling you all morning, I'm in the horse capital of Australia, but I was yet to find a horse, so I thought I should hot-foot it up to one of the horse studs and check out the beautiful...
Heard you talking about looking for some horses. There's a bunch down here, actually, which I've noticed in the paddock. What are you doing?
Well, we're doing the weather for the Today Show, and I often get teased about not having the best presenting skills or pronunciation. You want to help me out?
Yeah, let's mispronounce all of these. All right. Cairns, possible shower, 28. Townsville, sunny.
That's it, Jim. That's Chris.
Just the voice on that bloke's annoying, isn't it? But when you look that good, how can you also sound that good?
Yeah. See, if I was talking to a girl on the phone, I had that voice, Jim.
Wow. Lay your guns down at that point. No, he's a superstar. I love Chris Hemsworth.
And we all love him, Jim.
Yep. Good one.
And you're Thor.
No, no.
Jim.
No, we got the first reference to it. Yeah. Right.
Jim, number 8. Oh, we love this girl. Margot Robbie. And there's one scene in particular, Jim. It's from that great movie, Wolf of Wall Street. And here it is.
And you know something else, Daddy? Mommy is just so sick and tired of wearing panties.
Perhaps that'll do.
It's in a fat. Seriously.
How good was she in that? How good?
Magnificent. Upon a time in Hollywood, she was magnificent in that too. She is brilliant.
And she's a girl from the Gold Coast, Jim, and done very, very well. So well done to you, Margot.
Even Margot,
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah.
Number 8 is another great Australian actor, Hugh Jackman, Jim.
Yes, brilliant.
He still calls Australia home. He's the Wolverine. And he can sing, he can dance, he can do it all. Yep. And we love Hugh. So well done to you, Hugh.
Hugh tried to do a show on Broadway once and he just got finished and was trying to relax in his room and then walked Fat.
No.
Oh, yeah. Just trying to rub shoulders with Hugh Jackman, who had no idea who he was. Fat just wandered in. Who are you, he reckons? Oh, Bill Brownless.
No. He came into the room and said, Billy!
Oh, my God. He did. You're knackered after doing a show. The last thing you want is have to deal with Fat. And he did.
And
all right,
number 6. I got a photo.
I know you did. It's embarrassing.
So he's a star. Oh, this man here, Jim, and it goes back. If you've got to be our age, don't you, to love this bloke here. But Paul Hogan.
Good evening, viewers. Paul Hogan here, talking at you from the hallowed halls of GTV9 Melbourne.
Oh, mate. Magnificent.
That's the Paul Hogan show, of course, Crocodile Dundee. Yep. And Jim, he was a painter on the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, no doubt. Leo Wanker, one of my favourites. The Paul Hogan show totally would not be ever allowed to go to air now, but that's what made it so good.
And he married Linda too, Jim.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he did. Number 6, contentious, but I love this man.
Right.
And he's an Aussie.
Six or five? Which number are you up to?
This is six.
I think it's five.
I think it might be five.
Yeah. Five.
No, Hoags was seven. Warnie, six. Shane Warne. He's an Aussie. He's one of the boys. He's not perfect. And he can bowl. So well done to you, Warnie. Yeah, I love Shane
bowl.
Warne.
Superstar. Yeah. All right. No,
number
good.
Five. Yes. Adam Scott.
Oh, yes.
Everyone loves that.
Oh!
Jim, they do. No, everyone.
Brilliant. I love Adam Scott.
And you don't have to follow golf. He looks good, he plays well, and he's very respectful.
Again,
and
a bit like Ash Barty, handles success with grace and class. I love him.
Yeah.
All right, what are we up to, Rabbits?
Number four.
Right.
Margot Robbie.
Right.
Oh, no, I've done
it. Oh, someone else, Daddy.
You can't get her in twice.
Sorry.
That's where you got the numbers wrong. Yeah, you just got them wrong in my own head. Yeah.
Peter Hitchener.
Oh, yes.
National Nine News. Mm. He's honest. He's lovable. He's clean cut. Everyone loves
everyone?
Hitch. Except for Choppers.
Oh!
His owner's hoping he'll stick with chomping on the homework next time. Now returning with sport, it's Tony Jones.
What did you just say then?
I just said
chomping.
Nothing,
no, I know
worries.
What you said. Anyway, thank you, Peter.
He's tried to backdoor him for how long, Choppers? 10 years?
And he's still number one at nine. Pete. So we love Peter
Hitch. Every time the testing comes in and it's got Hitch in front of everyone else by about half. Chompers just gets the sand.
He gets the shit.
He was going to hit the main job.
Oh, I love it.
No, he's a ripper. He's a lovely, lovely man.
Actually, the nicest man you can ever meet.
Yeah, he's a superstar. Yeah. No doubt.
Number three, Matty Richardson, Jono Brown.
Yes.
They're both the same.
Yep.
Jono Brown probably, he's a country boy. So is Richo. But
yes.
Jono Brown, a country boy. And a great player, superstar. But
yep.
He just talks a bit slow and a bit deep at times, Jono Brown, doesn't he? Yeah, we'll get in there, we'll whack him and do this.
So,
but you love those
both
boys.
Both of those boys, you have not got a natural enemy anywhere.
So I'm down to number two.
All right, number two.
I might have done this list a couple of weeks ago because I've got Ellen here.
Come on, fat.
Has she gone out the back door? Old
number
Ellen.
Two.
No, Cade Simpson goes in there, Jim.
Yes.
Who retired, earlier in the week?
Earlier in the week and star.
And going to be the third most games ever played at Carlton behind Craig Bradley and Bruce Doole.
Yep.
So, Cade Simpson, we salute you. Well done to you, mate.
Again, not a person in the industry has a bad word to say about Cade Simpson.
That's right. And number one,
this interests me. So, it's a comprehensive list. Put it together with a lot of preparation.
And
so, it's got to be a good number one to get on top of all of that incredible talent.
And Aussies that you cannot dislike. There's a lot of negativity out there. So we're being positive, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
We being the rush hour. So the rush hour is...
No, yours. Your top 10.
Most favourite Aussie that you cannot dislike. He's honest. He's attractive. He's funny, down to earth, Jim. He can relate to the Prime Minister or he can relate to the bloke at the bar. He's very, very good at his craft and he speaks eloquent. C-O-C-K.
I don't care.
That's cock to me. Jimmy boy, Anthony William Brownless.
You're putting yourself at number one.
Yes, I am, Jim.
Anthony Brownless, it's been a good performance.
There you go.
As the number one celebrity people can't dislike is you.
Spot on.
On your own list.
On my own list. It's the only way I get number one, but I'm happy with it, Jim.
It's the only way you get on there, let alone number one.
Well, I don't see James Brayshaw.
Oh, what, on your list?
Or Ryan Warren from Narry Warren.
Can you believe that?
Jill Lumpsy Good. I don't see any of you guys.
He's put together a list of celebrities you cannot dislike and put himself as number one. Old September Bins Brownless is number one. Oh, my God.
That's a bit of a piss take, Jim.
Oh, is it? Yeah. No.
Just in case someone, we get a bit of feedback.
I couldn't argue with any of them until he got to the old number one.
Yeah. You know something else, Dan?
Oh, no.
No more. Turn him off.
It's a rush hour. Wow, Triple M.